Welcome to the Viejo Hotel Cataratas. It is a site of heritage value within the Cataratas area that has witnessed the birth and development of the Iguazu National Park. In 1920, Olaf Hansen, partner and administrator of the lands to which the park belonged, started a plan of improvements and amenities in the area. The Cataratas Hotel was inaugurated in 1922, although its construction continued until 1924. It's a one-story English-style building, which originally had 24 rooms, a dining room, a playroom, a bar, and long galleries with railings as terraces overlooking the jungle. The first inhabitants settled in the waterfall area and formed a neighborhood with farms, ranches, and houses in order to provide tourist services. The tower Tanque Mirador was built in its gardens to provide water to the facilities. This tower is commonly called Faro, lighthouse, due to its design. The first establishment was built of bricks on a reinforced concrete structure with a zinc sheet roof. This solid building remained standing despite subsequent abandonment. However, its cedar wood carpentry, manufactured in Buenos Aires and brought by ship, suffered the humidity of the area and the vegetation spread over walls, floors, and openings. In 1976, the old hotel was dismantled to build the Hotel Internacional, currently the Hotel Meliá Cataratas, a few hundred meters away. Its heritage importance was recognized by the National Parks Administration, and it was declared Heritage of Historical and Cultural Interest by the Municipality of Puerto Iguazú. Restoration works began in 2012, and it was reopened in 2014. It currently serves as National Parks Administration offices and as an interpretation center, and has a small museum, an auditorium, and meeting rooms that are used for conferences, lectures, and congresses. The process of refunctionalization continues until today with new remodeling and reassignment of its spaces. See you at the next point of interest.